Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, today we're going to launch the 21-Day Selling Skills Challenge. This is going to be better than a New Year's resolution and way better than looking back at the highs and lows of 2020. And for those of you that want to complete this, keep listening to the very end for a special offer. Well, if you read any of my articles or been through one of my training workshops, then you know I am not a fan of New Year's resolutions. You can see some of my old articles on my blog, on my website. Most of these resolutions are made while recovering from a hangover from the New Year's Eve party. And the reason I'm not a fan is they simply don't work. Forbes statistics point to roughly an 80% failure rate within the first 45 days. That's 80% failure rate. And the number one reason given is willpower to sustain the resolution. In addition, after making resolutions myself and watching many people make them, I am convinced the resolution or goal setting process is the problem. We focus so much of our attention on this massive life-changing resolution or goal, yet we never figure out the small intermediate goals nor daily actions to get to those big goals. And that's why I want you to make an easy first step by completing a 21-day selling skills challenge. January actually has 20 working days. However, on January 1st, instead of making groggy New Year resolutions, which won't make it to Valentine's Day, you can plug in the 21-day selling skills challenge into your Outlook calendar. Now, the guidelines are fairly easy. Step one, select a 15-minute block of time that will work for you each day. And this is a great time management technique when dealing with something that you tend to procrastinate on, like prospecting or cold calling. Just about anyone can spare 15 minutes. If you want to schedule it for more than 15 minutes, that's great. Go for it. But just be aware that if you're currently doing 0 minutes per day, going to 30 or 60 can cause some procrastination in there. So start with 15 and you can always increase it. So step one is pick that time of day that's best for you to set aside 15 minutes. That's like the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee. Now schedule that on your Outlook calendar as an appointment. This is critical for remembering. Also important, don't hit dismiss on the reminder when it pops up every day. I'm sure you're going to be busy doing something at the time this happens. Just stop what you're doing. Do your 15 minutes. You agreed to do this for the next 21 days. It's not that big of a time commitment. If not familiar with setting up appointments in Outlook, it's pretty simple. Go to your calendar, click on New Appointment, enter the name 21 Day Selling Challenge on the subject line. Click on, there's a little circle that says recurrence. When you click on that, you'll give the option to set the start time, 8:30, 7:30, 9 o'clock, whatever time you pick. Then you set the duration for 15 minutes. And under the recurrence pattern, select daily and then every weekday. So new appointment, subject is 21-day selling skills challenge. Click on recurrence. That turns it into a repetitive appointment reminder. Click the start time, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, 15 minutes. Under that, you select daily and every weekday. It's fairly simple. You select the start day to be January 1st and then January 31st. It's all pretty much point and click when you get to there. Click OK and save. And now you have a daily reminder at that time of the day to get out there and do something to improve your selling skills. Well, that's the third step. What do you do in those 15 minutes? Here are some suggestions. Number one, go through your selling skills, like connecting with customers, asking good questions, presenting on your products, closing skills, and following up. Which are your weakest and which are your strongest? Pick the most impactful area to improve and spend 15 minutes a day this month working on it. Now go through your territory management skills. These are different than the face-to-face selling skills. These are things like customer segmentation, prospecting, cold calling, time management. Again, which are your weaker areas for you and which do you avoid but need to improve or just do more of? Which are strength areas? During these 15 minutes, work on those particular areas. Maybe do some research and have some reading material for you to look up and work on, or actually go into your methodology of prospecting and look at your funnel and manage the prospects that you have within there. Now you can go back over your last year's review or your development plan if you have one. What did you and your manager agree that you needed to work on but never seemed to have enough time to do? Those are great areas as well to work on during these 15 minutes. These are all great places to start. Remember, it's only 15 minutes. Keep it simple and quick. For example, many salespeople struggle, like I mentioned, with prospecting and cold calling. You can take that 15 minutes and decide to make 3 outbound calls. That's all it is, 3 calls. Well, certainly you can dial the phone 3 times. It's not that difficult to make those calls. You can do some research on social media and your internal information sources for the most likely prospects. What I find when I'm out doing sales training is most of the prospects can be found within their company's internal systems that they have access to. Click on the social media platform that your customers frequent. Look up associations they're in. In that 15 minutes, you can also plug in an Outlook reminder with the name and phone number on it for later in the day. People say, well, I can't sit around and make phone calls all day. Well, maybe you can't, but you certainly can plug in a one phone call reminder. Put the phone number in the location. When the prompt comes up, all you got to do is punch that number as it's right there on the screen on your phone. Well, the last thing I want you to do, and this is a bonus for extra credit. There's a free webinar in early February that I'm going to put together. It's going to be live. It's going to be on sales productivity. However, you have to complete the daily challenge, and I want you to send me a daily email to let me know that you completed your 15 minutes that day. It doesn't have to be anything great, or it doesn't have to even have any information in it. All I want you to say is, hey, Greg, got it done, 15-minute challenge. I will not share any of your replies, your names, or any of that kind of information. So you're welcome to share as much as you like. How it's going, that thanks for doing this, whatever you feel comfortable saying, as long as it's nice. I'd love to hear from you. If you join the challenge late, no problem. You just need to send me that daily email. And for everyone who completes the challenge, I'm going to hold a live webinar in early February. Probably 30, 45 minutes. It's going to be on sales productivity and what I've discovered in my 30 years of working in agribusiness and trying to be more productive. So click on the link that's in the email that came to you and send me that daily email of how it's going in the month of January. Good luck, and thank you for being a part of the Ag Sales Professional Podcast.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.